Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of December. The Call to Remember. The polarizing effect of the water of the Word upon the ground of our heart highlights the need for us to give attention to how we are hearing and responding to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Jesus exhorted us to this consideration, saying, "Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, that is, as a projection, will be taken from him." Peter was delivered from his zealous and religious self-image when the rooster crowed, and he remembered the words that Jesus had spoken to him at the last Passover. Concerning this encounter, Luke wrote, "And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' So Peter went out and wept bitterly." Remembering was essential for Peter's conversion from living according to the flesh to walking in a new and living way that led to salvation. Thankfully, the Father, in the name of the Son, has sent the Holy Spirit as a helper to teach us and to bring to our remembrance all the things that Christ speaks to us. The Spirit brings the words of Christ to our remembrance by opening our ear morning by morning to hear our obedience. Those who live by the Spirit testify, "He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away," that is, from receiving the illumination from the face of Christ. "I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 8, verse 18, Luke chapter 22, verses 61 and 62. John chapter 14, verse 26, and Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 6. For further study, John chapter 14.